Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sarah Malka, Bas Rabbi Yitzchak, we are in Masechta Pesachim. We're in the 10th parak Mishnayos, Zion and Ches. And the Mishnah says, Mazgu lo ko shlishi. They mix the third cup for him, Mevarech al Mizono, and he makes Birchas al Mazon on their third cup. Revi, then they prepare the fourth cup for him, Gomer Allah Vesahalal, he uses that for Halal. Omer Allah Birchas Hashir. And so he says, Birchas Hashir. The Gemara explains, what's Birchas Hashir? Some say it's the Bracha of Yehalalucha, Melech Mulal Bat Shishbachos. Some say that it's the Nishmas. We say Yishabach Baruch Ata Hashem Kel Melech Gadol Bat Shishbachos. The practice is to mention both at the Seder. Right? Bein Kosas Halalu, between these cups of wine, right? In other words, between the cups of wine during the meal, between cups 1, 2, and cups 3, 4, Imratza Lishtos Yishtai can drink more wine. Because he's eating it with food, he's not going to get drunk. But in Shlishi L'Revi Lo Yishta, between the third and the fourth cups, he shouldn't drink extra wine because he might become drunk. There's nothing else going on in his stomach at that time. We don't eat the avikoman, dessert, chocolate cake, after we finish eating the carbon pesach. That's ridiculous, right? Yashu mixasan yochelu. Right? If some of the people who fell asleep and others stayed awake, so when the people who fell asleep wake up, they can continue to eat afterwards because they're part of the group that stayed awake. Since some of the group didn't fall asleep, their meal is still going on. And so therefore, the other people are just getting involved in an old meal. However, kulan lo yochlu. But if most of the people, if all the people fell asleep, they can't continue to eat because the meal was over. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Nisnamnu Yochelu, if the few people fell asleep, they were just dozing. That Nim Velo Nim, the Gemara describes. He can recall information when he is prompted. If he says, where did you put it? He won't be able to answer. But if you ask him, did you put this item in the kitchen, in the drawer, he'll be able to say, oh yeah, of course. So that's Rabbi Yossi's position. Then he can continue to eat. But near the Mulo Yochlu, if the people fell asleep into a deep sleep where they won't be able to remember anything, right? So that's an end. And so they're not able to go ahead and continue to eat. With this, we close the penultimate Mishnah. And tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem, will complete Masechta Pesachim and start Masechta Shkalim. And everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.